Hey everyone, Shoe Nice again, basically here on the Opachta Show. Either way, just want to let you know it does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you do not stop. All of our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. Quit talking and start doing for best results. Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you.
Who were the Jaguar Knights? Welcome to this new historical account by Opachta. This is a new series, and hopefully I will continue to do more videos like this as I see a demand for this type of content. So if you like this video, let me know in the comments, and I hope you enjoy.
Zebeok Bejon ki ko ok ont ne komonchi.
Attack! Who were the Jaguar Knights? The word used for Aztec eagle and jaguar warriors was Quahuasuat, which was a combination of the word Quahuatl,
Ocelotl,
Cahuitli, meaning eagle warrior, and Ocelotl, meaning jaguar warrior.
Ocelotl.
According to Aztec beliefs, the jaguar warriors represented the god Tezcatlipoca, who was the god of the night sky. On the battlefield, their jaguar costume was also thought to give them the powers of
Ocelotl.
Since they were considered the bravest of warriors, they were deployed at the battlefront during military campaigns. Their foremost purpose was not to kill enemy soldiers, but to capture them to be used in human sacrifice during religious ceremonies. In this video, I'll go over the Jaguar Knight and what his life could have been like during pre-Columbian times. Due to the foremost importance of military conquest in the Aztec Empire, the elite Jaguar warriors were among the most respected members of society. Following the warrior's path was one of the few ways to change one's social status in Aztec culture. Eagle and jaguar warriors were expected to be leaders and commanders both on and off the battlefield and act as a sort of police force in the city. Men who reached this rank were considered as nobles and elites of society and were granted many of the same privileges as a noble, such as being allowed to drink pulque, have concubines, and dine at the royal palace. And I will have videos about these different topics at a later time. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe. Jaguar warriors were used at the battlefront in military campaigns. They were also used to capture prisoners for sacrifice to the gods. They fought with a wooden club studded with obsidian volcanic glass blades called a Macuahuatli. They used spears and atlatls. To become a jaguar warrior, a member of the Aztec army had to capture a total of 4 enemies from battles. This was said to honor their gods in a way far greater than killing enemy soldiers in the battlefield would. For a warrior, to kill an enemy was considered to be clumsy. At the age of 15, sons of commoners would be sent to a Telepokali, which is a neighborhood school for commoners within the neighborhood. Here, the boys would be trained in the art of warfare and accustomed to military life. The instructors at these schools were veteran warriors who had experience in warfare and leadership. The schools focused on bravery and included a great deal of physical effort and intense pain to increase the strength and stamina of the students. Manual labor included transporting goods such as branches and firewood. The longer the students had attended the school, the more branches he would be expected to carry. This test of carrying firewood would be used to determine if the boy would be well in welfare. Other manual labor tasks carried out from the Telpokali would be community projects. These projects would mainly consist of cleaning areas, building walls, digging canals, and farming. From these projects, students would work hard and complete tasks and physical experience needed to engage in warfare. The students of this school would also be used to transport shields, food, military supplies, weapons, armor, and wood to the warriors on the battlefield. The reason for forcing the students to be near the battlefield was to make them fearless of warfare. Students were under heavy surveillance at all times. If a student was caught leaving training, their punishment would be severe. Often they would be beaten and have their hair removed. By removing their hair, they would be removed any sign of them being a warrior. Drinking pulque was prohibited. If caught, the student would be beaten to death. Relationships outside of the school were prohibited. If a student was caught sleeping with a woman, they would be beaten to death. The gladiatorial sacrifice was a giant spectacle the entire city would attend. The captives would be paraded in the streets, followed by eagle and jaguar warriors to the sacrificial stone. The eagle and jaguar warriors would dance around the captives and display their shields and weapons to the crowd. Once they brought the captives to the sacrificial stone, the captives would be forced to drink pulque to intoxicate them. The warriors would then attack the victim with an obsidian-laced club. The club would be used for ceremonial use, then, if still alive, would be attacked by all four together. The warriors which fought during the gladiatorial sacrifice would be eagle and jaguar warriors. If the captive fought all of them off, he would then have to defend himself against the left-handed warrior. If the captives were not killed this way, then they would be killed the following day by the offering priest. The gladiatorial sacrifice was done as a ceremony for the return of the warriors with their captives. Is there something I missed about the Jaguar Knights? If so, please let us know in the comments. Also, let us know if you have any ideas for new videos. I will be coming out with a companion video about Eagle Warriors in the future. So please hit that subscribe button and please hit that like button if you would like to see more Opochli content in the future. Thank you.
Your heavyweight champion. And if you like to hit it heavy, make sure you hit that subscribe button and smack that like button. Hold the vision and trust the process. And thank you for stopping by Opochli.